You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron along with Wayne Fritz.
Hey, Bruce. Let me just button my shirt here. You were asking me about what it was, and I need it buttoned, I guess, so that it's a little bit more clear. It's just a crazy shirt with foghorn leghorn.
Foghorn leghorn. I love home, man. That's great.
I say, look at me, boy.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly.
It's so great. I've been good. It's the world's treating me right. I've been blessed. And
absolutely.
Staying busy. That's a good thing.
Now, what travel do you have between now and Thanksgiving?
Well, I don't. I've slowed down my travel quite a bit. I pretty much stopped it, or they stopped me. They don't need me to travel. So that word came in the last month. So I'm just working from home. I still do a few things for them, not as much. They're changing their direction like a lot of companies do. And when you're not with the in crowd, you're not with the in crowd.
What are they doing that's kind of a departure from where you were at?
Well, I don't like to.
I mean, if you can be general about it, that's fine.
Yeah, well, they have. Have you ever eaten in a restaurant and the food was just too salty, and you looked over at your mate and you said, "Honey, I think there's too many cooks in the kitchen. They all go by and salt that soup." And I think that's what's happening. There's a lot of cooks in the kitchen that they don't even have a degree in cooking. They have a degree in something else, but they think they know how to cook. I don't know if that says it without saying it or not.
I think I got you. I think I got you, man.
A lot of times you can forget, and you forget to keep the main thing the main thing.
Right.
And that happens, I think, with a lot of companies through their growth as they go up and down and have their own history, and they change a leader and he comes in and wants to do lots of great things, but a lot of times they forget to keep the main thing the main thing.
Right. And if we deviate too much from the core principles that got this thing started in the first place and got this thing to where it's at today, and you go too far away from center, you may have a price to pay.
That's what I get phone calls about every day now. So it's interesting.
Yeah, no. But, I've seen it all the time. I mean, we've all seen it. Different regimes come into places. And those of us that are senior consultants or senior staff or advisors, we just tell them, "Hey, man, I hear you. And it's your right to do whatever you want to do. It's your company. But yep. you gotta be able to accept the consequences, right?" And so, bottom line, I guess we'll have to watch the bottom line on that, huh?
All I'll do is I'll just hide in the bushes and watch.
And that's why, right? That. Sometimes it's good just to be a concierge coach on the Concierge Coaches Show, where you work with we're sometimes we're working with just one person, and everything is relative to that person's growth, that person's output, that person's evolution, you know, into the next version of themselves, you know.
Yes, so true.
That eliminates some of the white noise or black noise or whatever noise that you have in some of these things. Now, that said, I've had entrepreneur clients that worked in companies and they had to negotiate and modulate drama that was going on around them. But still, you know, my task at hand was that person.
Yep.
Right? Not necessarily the company. Sounds like your client was almost like the company, right?
Yeah, I didn't have one client.
Yeah.
I had clients within the company.
But
I didn't have, the group of people, the leadership, were the ones making the decision.
Right, and that can be an unwieldy beast, you know?
You don't have any control. But anyway, I'll tell you, I've got people that I still do the concierge coach with.
There you go. That's concierge clients.
Yeah, some concierge clients. And like I said, the rest of it, it's out of my hands, so I just let it into God's hands.
Well, speaking of God's hands, we have our, before we know it, it's going to be time for our annual Concierge Coaches Show Christmas dinner somewhere, Wayne.
That's right. Hey, listen.
We got to think about that right now. I know Thanksgiving had to happen.
I'll tell you what, though. We better think about it because we're going to fill that room up.
Either way.
Hey, listen, I got to show you something.
Yeah, man. Oh, wow. Look at that.
This is my friend's new book.
Oh, Dave?
Yep, and he's ready now. He's had his surgery.
Oh, so good.
I'll get him on. But I'll tell you what, this is one of the best books on sales that I've read because it's real. In every chapter, he ends it with a lesson. And this is about his life in sales. I mean, it says Confessions of a Door-to-Door Salesman. And they're very good ones. This guy's a straight up honest person.
No, man, I can't wait to get it. And we love Dave. He's been on the show before. If he wants to come on next week or the week after, let's do it.
Okay, I'm going to talk to him after we're done. Yeah.
Don't hesitate. I got some folks coming, but they're real flexible, so don't worry about this.
Okay.
Bring him on.
I had him on a call with Salad Master that we have three times a week.
Wow.
And I think he sold over, I mentioned this, of course, everybody knows him. And I think he did over 100 books that day. So,
woo!
And they're $20 a piece. So but it's a great book. I even liked it. it's a very good book. It's easy to read, great stories. What a life.
Now I know Dave and I know about his wonderful experience and you guys are friends and that's good to know, but man, when I saw Confessions of a Salesman, I just, you know, I felt like I was like reading something taboo, like, all right.
Me too. And it's nothing like that. But no. I would say, well, I know some salesmen that if they confess stuff, it'd be a horrible thing. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. But anyway, he's I'll get him on. And like I said, this book is...
I didn't see one thing in this book about a strip club. What the hell are you talking about? Anyway,
this is over 320 pages long. And it's a good book. And he wrote it while his wife was on her deathbed.
Hmm.
He had all this time and he sat with her. He'll tell you he started dictating you know, you can dictate things now instead of typing them.
I know.
He just wrote it out, had it edited, and rewrote, re-edited, rewrote a few times. And bingo, bango, bong, was well laid out, very specific, and encouraging. So it's real, real good. And by the way, I haven't asked you, what's happening up there with Bruce Cameron?
Oh.
We haven't met in a while. And like your proteges and that guy in Fort Worth, I didn't get back with him. I wanted to get with him and have lunch.
Well, we got, you know.
He's a counselor and a consultant.
Okay. No, man, same thing. You know, business as usual over here. Seeing the clients. You got the counseling practice, coaching practice, and the consulting practice. And meanwhile, you know, Sherrod's doing good, and young Drew's doing good. So, and then my oldest, you know, both my sons are good, but my oldest son kind of followed in my footsteps a little bit, if you will. No, man, things have been really good up here. Just waiting on this election tomorrow.
Well, I'll tell you, believe it or not, it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be over. And I feel like I know what's going to happen.
I'm thinking Donald Trump is going to win. Here's what I'm basing it on. I get this sense that he feels, or his team feels, that he's in better shape today than he was this day in 2016, right?
Yes.
That makes sense?
Yep, absolutely.
He didn't know if he was winning or not against Hillary.
No.
He was caught, but he deep down in his soul, he did, but you know, I think for whatever numbers and metrics that they're running on these polls, and I know, you know, geographic population patterns have changed since 2016. The United States is a little bit different in terms of voting rules and regulations now. And so it's not an apples to apples comparison, right? That there are some different things about the country now than there were in 2016. However, right, it's election these votes in Pennsylvania. Now, are you one of those Pennsylvania guys who says, and I'm not, you know, whoever wins Pennsylvania wins the election. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't agree with that.
Okay, tell me why.
Well, I think he's going to wipe a lot more than that out.
Well, for sure.
And I tell you, if he won all the other head-to-head states, the big states, he doesn't get picked.
You're kind of saying he it really doesn't matter. Like, he's going to win so big that
that's
going to be a cherry on top.
That's right. And I think some of my reasoning is,
man,
it does have to do with the economy. You know, it's like Reagan said, are you better off this year than you were 4 years ago?
Right.
And the answer is no with everyone. I mean, all you got to do is go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
The gas pumps fluctuate, but you go to the grocery store. No. That stuff doesn't fluctuate. They knock another nickel on it, and then another nickel. And I mean, telling you, when I was paying $1.89 a pound for a cheap old chuck roast, and then another $8 a pound. That's what people go for. And then I know our border is not ever been like this. So I don't know if you've ever heard of the guy named Tyrus.
He's on Fox.
The big wrestler. I like what he said, and I believe him.
What'd he say?
He said it'll be all over at 10:05, and it'll be a landslide.
Wow.
That's all. He said that, and he keeps saying it.
That's what he said.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what? That could very well be. And, you know, of course, you know, let's hope that it is that. That was good. That must have given you some. I can see that fueling your position about Pennsylvania, if that indeed is the case.
Yep. Listen, I actually think he's got a real good opportunity to wipe out Pennsylvania and to walk away with the win in Pennsylvania. But I don't think the election is going to depend on that.
Right. Hinged on that. So yeah, man, it's
exciting.
It is exciting, and so I can't wait to see. I just can't wait. You know, it is exciting to watch the returns later on. You know, it's not exciting to watch.
No. I like to watch it in the past.
But yeah, I like, you know, staying up late and seeing. So then, Warren Buffett, and there's a lot of, me and Sam were talking about somebody who pulled out a lot of money out of their stock or stocks, converted it to cash. You're going to wait and see what the market does it, right?
Yeah.
On election day or right after the election.
It's going to be interesting. There's a lot of bets going on. But, I'll give you an example. I voted early.
I did too. And
I went to the, here in Bedford, they had it at a library.
Yep.
And I went over there a little over a week ago, and I left because every slot, and it was a nice big library, every slot in the parking lot was taken. They were parked all over the grass, solid. You couldn't get it. I saw the line outside had at least 100 people in it, weaving back and forth on those ropes. I just turned around and left. But I went up to Colleyville, where I used to live, and the courthouse there on 26, where I always voted and where I get my car stuff, license plates and things like that. And I got in and out of there in 20 minutes. So I got to do all mine real fast, quick, and in a hurry. I've got a hat. I don't have it sitting beside me, but it said on it, I voted for the Fallon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I wore that all day to the grocery store and everywhere else, just for S&Gs.
Wow.
Because I read this week or last week over the weekend that some guy got beaten up in a grocery store for wearing a MAGA hat. I thought, oh, my gosh, what are we coming to?
Beat up in a grocery store, huh? Damn. Yeah. I early voted in Plano in North Dallas and went to a library and it was packed, but it was only about a 25-30 minute wait, you know, in line and you walk up there like, sir, do you live in Collin County? Like, yes, ma'am. Here's my registration card. Here's my ID. Like, all right. Because you wouldn't believe how many people were from other counties that they had to turn out.
Yeah.
And so I got there and then just walked in there. And then they did you get a thing where they say, okay, you get to pick your ballot. Did you do that on yours?
Yep.
You get to pick your piece of paper, right?
Yes.
That you're going to put into the machine, right?
Yep. Then you take it out and go stick it in another machine and it reads it.
Right, at the end.
But everything was good. But, you know, I don't keep my voter registration in my wallet. And all you have to do is show me your driver's license. Yeah. It's in.
Oh, boy.
I gave them that. And anyway, I went on my way. They gave me a ticket to go claim something. And then I go to another line and wait for my machine. And boogity boogity boo, and the only thing I didn't get was a free glass of orange juice. That's what I get when I give blood.
Oh no, you can't.
Vegetable soup. Well, but you know when you're in a voting booth, you're giving blood. Anyway, I was proud to do it. You know, I've always been proud to be a part of.
Absolutely.
Really, a very important. freedom that we have.
No, absolutely. Be able to cast that vote just is so important.
But I'll tell you, you talk about follow the money. I don't want to get, I didn't mean to get off on a running down a rabbit hole, but what a corrupt, it's amazing how corruption creeps in and stays. I mean, when you get ballot, messing around with ballots and losing them and, you know, keeping people from voting. It's not new. It's always been there.
Yeah.
Not always, but it developed into that, and it's harder than heck to get rid of.
Yeah. I've heard about Arizona and a couple of states that had some possible aliens involved in some early voting and trying to figure that out. And man, hopefully your theory will hold true that it'll be such a landslide that those little speed bumps won't make to a hill of beans in the end. But I am gonna. What I want to do is I want to see the next day if.
Oh my! You left. You got to come back on. Anyway, folks, let me tell you. I hope if you haven't voted, you vote. Whoever you want to vote for. The important thing is that we exercise that right we have, the right to vote, and to let our voice be heard. That's the most important thing. So whoever you vote for, that's in your own heart. That's your own conscience. And you don't have to explain it to anyone.
Here I am. I'm back, right?
Back.
My back? All right. Of course. Everybody calls when I'm on the show. All right. So the next day, right? All these new people groups will be invented all over the country. There's going to be the Rust Belt voter. You remember the Rust Belt voter? Remember that guy? And then there was the what? The alt-right. Remember those people?
Oh.
And then there's going to be, they're probably going to call them the swingers or whatever, you know? And every sociologist on CNN is going to create a people group that never existed before. You know, oh, it must have been them people. It must have been those people.
First thing we're going to do is press the button called brown alert, because they're all going to have to change their underwear. And then I want to see the number of people that are truly going to stick with what they promised, and that's to leave America.
Oh, they never do.
No, they don't. They, you know. Anyway.
Yeah. No, man. Saying,
when you were off there coming back on, Bruce, I mentioned to everyone that go vote.
Yes.
If you haven't voted, vote. And no matter who you vote for, vote your conscience. You don't have to explain it to anybody.
That's right.
That's our number one right that we have as Americans.
That is absolutely.
And express it at the voting booth.
Yeah, please don't waste it or don't hear what we're saying. Well, if it's going to be a landslide, my vote doesn't make a difference. It does, you know. And even if you're, like you said, you're voting another way, then but please go out there and cast your vote, because at least you'll feel like you did what you could do, right?
That's right.
Even, but it's still a vote. I mean, every vote counts, but you can help take ownership for your team. And if your team wins, then you certainly can feel better, obviously. But even if your team doesn't win, you came to the polls and you did what you could do to support your team. And,
you know, Bruce, I think. Yeah. Years ago in Chicago, in the 1800s, turn of the century time, Big Jim Thompson, the mayor of Chicago, said, vote early and vote often.
Yeah.
In other words, Chicago's always been known as being pretty corrupt in politics. But that's a famous quote, and it's stuck around. Vote early and vote often. So.
Well, you know, I just think, you know, for these folks to have to admit that President Biden was unfit and then to kind of have to pivot. And then, and I think it was just a lot for them to do. Had they've come out of denial earlier, they may have been able to do a better job. But I mean, I don't want to give away free advice here to the other team. But, yeah.
Well, but, everybody tried to give them that.
Yeah, man. And I, you know, and plus, I was, and I, you were around, I was around for something called Y2K, Wayne.
Oh, yes.
And I remember on New Year's Eve of 1999, we thought, a lot of these people thought that Christ was going to come on a white horse, or he was going to come back as the Lion of Judah the next morning, that the computers were going to crash, markets were going to crash, right? Like, these computers can't handle one digit, but
nothing happened. I'll tell you what, I was in South Frisco's having a steak, praying that it did all crash so they'd lose my bill.
That's funny.
Yeah. So we ordered everything we could.
And, now, put the American Express, right? It's net 30, right? Oh, we're good.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we did have to pay that.
Oh, that's funny.
It was a joke. We had so much.
Well, so hopefully, our Del Frisco's or Capital, wherever you decide to go, we got to go somewhere good, Wayne.
Yep. Oh boy, every place we go is good.
It's got to be Perry's or Bob's or Del Frisco's or.
Yep.
It's got to be something good. And I'm looking forward to that. So. So hopefully that'll become.
I was going to ask you.
It'll be sober.
How about the prison stuff that you're doing with? You know, you have that Facebook thing that you're talking about, leveling up and working, getting people.
Right. So. Right. This is the book that myself and Dr. Susan Giddings published. It's about federal prison and federal time credits.
Especially at the time credit.
Yeah. It's a National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers magazine.
Wow.
Page 57, there's your boy right there.
Oh, hey, congratulations.
Bruce Cameron.
That's awesome.
Not any old swinging person gets in this magazine, y'all. It's a National Association. Take that to the man. That's like, shoot, man. So,
it's like all cotton.
So these guys are ordering this book like wildfire in prison and reading it because it'll ship directly from Amazon to their prison cell, as well as their families, lawyers, attorneys. So it was. Just a godsend that I was able to team up with a former colleague and co-write that book and then do that. Now, that's consulting. That's not coaching. That's consulting, right? So, matter of fact,
she was great on the show.
Wayne, you're not gonna believe this. This is a case that we were hired to consult. We get retained. I'm looking at the initial paperwork and it said the person. They said two things. They said they had a visa and said they were a naturalized citizen. You can't be both. And if the Bureau of Prisons sees that, they're going to consider you an alien.
Uh-oh.
I said, you better get that fixed. Or you're not, you're going to an immigration prison real quick. And this person is a physician, a very well-known multimillionaire.
Oh, my goodness.
You ain't going to Club Fed, man. You're going to the immigration holding facility.
Oh, my God.
Talk about Brown Alert. Gee whiz.
Man, okay, that's worth your entire consulting fee.
Yeah, the entire experience right there. And that was something that they should have caught. when they read the final paperwork. But again, see, it just shows having that fresh pair of eyes of people who know what they're doing to its core actually yep. saved this person's life in a sense, not really, but because that would have been a hard mess up to turn around from a prison cell. Wait a minute, let's call immigration. Like, no, no. You got to wait till the ass end of this before you get trained. Long story short, but yeah, there's cases like that, and there's other things that we know that we can discover that can help the you know, because the system makes mistakes and there's miscalculations and things aren't entered into a computer necessarily correctly, and et cetera, et cetera.
That's scary.
So yeah, no, I mean it. It is like being the head waiter at Golden Corral. It's my favorite joke. But it isn't. Yeah, I mean, it isn't. But it is. You know, for a regular person who just you know, what the hell are you doing? You know, with this federal prison stuff. Anyway, but yeah, we're definitely doing that. And that Facebook group is okay, folks. This is a Facebook group that I produced during COVID, and it's now a Facebook community of about 9,000 families. And so this group has just come live. I mean, I'm spending a lot of time censoring it, but I get a lot of bad apples on that group, but that are trying to sell porn and drugs. But you know, once I get through with all the trash and emptying the trash, you know, but man, that has just been a fantastic group. And that's been a big source of sales for here, a source of a client base. And if I could monetize that group, Wayne, and have a $5 a month subscription fee.
Yeah, that'd be the bomb.
But there's no way to do that. I'd have to go to Discord or I'd have to go to another platform. I don't want to do that. I'm blessed and grateful for what I've created and what it's been yielding, that crop yield stuff. So, but that's another example of, you know, it's just being in that knowing something so well, you know. And man, you and Dave Bryant, everybody, you know, man, you know something so well, right?
Yeah.
And you can create a community around that you know so well. And then if you could, like, this book is going to be the gift that keeps on giving. But anyway, looks like you're going to have to head out pretty soon.
I got it, Bruce. I'm sorry I hate to do this, but I got to rush. And okay, I'm sorry. Man. Can you take care of
it? Yeah, I got it, man.
Yeah, okay. I'll talk to you real soon. Thank you much. And tell Sam. Thanks, Sam. And anyway, I'll see you.
All right, man. See you soon, man. All right. Well,
I'm trying to get out of here.
It's okay, man. Wayne515@yahoo.com, right?
That's right. Thank you so much. Wayne_515@yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com. All right. Well, thanks for Wayne for checking in. Really good stuff there. But just like I was telling him, you know, I mean, for those of you that are content area experts about something, and it can be something as obscure as a widget, or it doesn't matter really what it is, as long as is my opinion anyway, as long as you know, or you're one of the content area experts on that, and then create a community around that. And then if you have offerings for a book, or you have offerings to provide consultation around that knowledge, that's going to be a productive endeavor. And I like that. You know, I love the counseling and I love the coaching too. I love seeing live clients. I really do. However, you know, I think as I get older, I you know, might enjoy the consulting because that can just take place anywhere. It can be in Florida. It can be in the Bahamas. As long as I'm, right, have a phone or a computer or something, have some form of connectivity. So I think for those folks that, that was one thing that COVID really, you know, taught us, man, you know, you can work from anywhere. And if you can schedule it out that you can live your best life and work a little bit too, I think that is a wonderful thing. And so it's definitely something that I've been helping other clients achieve that. So I think that, you know, that those are good things. And you have electronic forms of payment now, right? Venmo, Zelle, Cash App, those things. So you can get paid, you can change money through accounts, you can, you know, all the accounting software. So that's just a beautiful thing, right? That you can actually run a business, you know, virtually remotely. So I just, I know that sounds real old school and painfully obvious to people, but I just love that, dipping my toe into that and seeing that. So so what else do we have? You know, a lot of people, there's a lot of gloom and doom out there that the markets are going to do bad or whatever, but you know, real estate bubble, I don't know if we're on a real estate bubble or not. I don't think so. You know what I mean? We'll see what the market does. There may be some sluggishness, but I think no matter who won the election, that the market might take a little bit of a hiccup, but it's going to continue. I just don't see this doomsday scenario. Now I could be wrong, right? I come on the show here in a couple of weeks, like, you were wrong, Bruce. Everything went to hell. Your guy didn't win, and I'm going to have to eat crow. And I'm ready for it. I mean, but you know, we'll see. Just kind of looking at stocks and seeing everything, and everybody's just kind of poised and scared. That's why I brought up that Y2K thing, because oh my God, people were so scared. Everything was going to end, and it was just something, right? People stockpiled food and dug fresh water wells on their land and had above ground gas tanks and firearms and extra rounds and thousands of dollars of cash. I mean, just really got the doomsday communication prepper stations ready for all the communications and radios and stuff. So, and lo and behold, you know, life went on the next day. Not to say it's not going to have another day, but I don't think it's going to happen tonight or necessarily this week. So, okay. Well, hopefully everybody's having a good year so far. It's November 2024. It's been a great, I think overall a really good year, you know, just, you know, politically just kind of a mess, but I think otherwise, I mean, it seems like the economy did fairly well. And hopefully you guys that are in running your own businesses and entrepreneurs and folks kind of saw that. And yeah, inflation was high. You know, it is. I mean, I'm not going to lie about that. I mean, inflation was high, but at least some of the supply chain stuff, you could order stuff on Amazon, it would get there. You could go to the grocery store, buy toilet paper. I mean, it was there. You know, I mean, you could get stuff, albeit at a higher cost, but at least you could get stuff. Remember back in COVID, got a little tight there with some items there. You couldn't necessarily get stuff, right? And so so that's the other, you know, the other blessing that was this past year. So hopefully we'll have a show between now and Thanksgiving, but just really thankful for that. Really thankful for you guys that listen to the show. Man, I really appreciate it. Man, it's a little podcast that could, you know, ratings just kind of keep steady and keep bumping up here and there, right? Depends on what kind of guest we have, I see. So we'll try to get some more of these you know, interesting guests for you, that people can revisit the show again and again and again, particularly about some of these topics. So we've had a lot of different guests this past year. We've enjoyed everybody, and you know, just from those police detectives on the first 48, man, what a pleasure that was. Really got a few more detectives on the line there too, and some of the January 6th, the Barbie, the insurrection Barbie was on the show. She's been doing really good and thriving in her business post-incarceration for federal prison. I was looking at a show on Netflix this morning, briefly before I left the house, about Martha Stewart. And I remember I was in the Federal Bureau of Prisons when Martha Stewart was, you know, having her troubles you know, going to federal prison really didn't help her. I mean, it didn't hurt, excuse me. It didn't hurt her in the least. While the student, she's been doing really well with her enterprises since prison. So that's another irony. You know, oh, Steve Bannon got out of prison. We talked about him, right? Or did I? Anyway, Steve Bannon got out of prison. I was talking with the producer before the show. Yeah, so see, you know, Steve Bannon got out of prison, and he has a show that we may be going on there called The War Room, and we may be talking with him about some stuff. I know that while he was in federal prison, he was really interested in some of these issues because he was in there. It's always amazing when you're the guy in federal prison, you're interested in this stuff, right? I mean, Trump's father-in-law, let's face it, he was in federal prison, so that's makes sense, right? That there would be great prison reform laws and statute coming from that administration, since they themselves have family members that have been criminally justice involved or something like that, right? So yeah, and that's something, right? Yeah, it's just of course it's out of the goodness of their heart, but when it touches you and touches you personally, that's a whole different matter. So anyway, but there's also the right thing to do. And there's a right way to incarcerate people and incentivize early release and resources for nonviolent offenders that would be a good fit for those resources, right? So that sounds easy, doesn't it? But it's not. You could come up with these ideas, but administrating these ideas and doing it in such a way that doesn't cause chaos and confusion is a whole other matter. Right. So just like with these things, everybody wants to go to a federal halfway house. I earned all this time for my federal halfway house. Problem is, earlier, the Biden administration let all these folks out on the CARES Act, and they let them where? To the halfway house. Who runs the ankle monitor? The halfway house. So all the halfway house spots that these people are trying to get into, they're taken until about 2031. Problem is, these are 10, 12, you know, these federal contracts are 12-year cycles. They don't renew. They're not going to get new beds. So you can't give somebody a bed that's not there. And so then they're sitting in prison complaining that they didn't get what they thought was justice when, right? It's just the people are just stacked up like sardines in some areas, right? Particularly Baltimore, right? They're just, people aren't just getting anything. There's just no room in the mid-Atlantic in some of those spots. Houston was full not too long ago. Anyhow, what else we got going on here? We got a few more minutes. But yeah, what else do we want to do? Well, thank our guests, right? Economy was good. Thank you, LA Talk Radio. Once again, Sam, man, this is fantastic. Staying with Sam. And we love being on this show. You know, for those of you that are interested in doing your own radio show, you can contact Sam at LA Talk Radio. He can get you your own podcast. I mean, if I can do it and Wayne can do it, certainly you can do it too. I mean, you know, I think it's one of the best decisions I've ever made, you know, to be able to, he has the YouTube channel, this Index as well. And then there's other provisions to be able to get you on Amazon, Audible, Apple Podcast, iHeartMedia, and a host of other aggregators. So that's a good thing. That's a lot of good exposure for whatever it is you're doing. And then you can do that. And then it helps market your services, helps market your coaching, your services, whatever you're doing. It's just been fantastic. It's the best, I think it's the best decision I ever made. Even though I'm here in Texas, or my A&M stuff right there. But even though we're in Texas, we come off of a platform in Los Angeles, California, the world's or the nation's largest media market. Dallas is like the seventh. So we're glad to be coming through from the West Coast. It's always a pleasure. Well, folks, let's wind this down. But say, hey, look, you can continue to see our past episodes and any episodes since 2016 on LA Talk Radio's website. All the shows are archived just for you and they're free. And you can get your choice between an MP3 version or an MP4 video. You can download them. That's right. Not only can you just listen to them, you can download and keep them for yourself. So not only are they on the show, but we're on Apple Podcasts. Google that out. We're on iHeartMedia, Amazon Audible, and there's a couple of others, and I should know, but I can't remember. But I love that some of these folks picked us up based on attraction rather than promotion. So we're grateful for that. You can see us on our Facebook page. We have a Concierge Coaches Show Facebook page, and I try to load the shows on there. Not every show, but certainly shows that are interesting and or shows that had guests. And again, you could go on the Facebook platform and look at our shows. We're on Instagram at concierge_coaches. And what else? I think there's a Concierge Coaches YouTube, but I know the LA Talk Radio has a YouTube for that. So yeah, there's all, and I can be reached at conciergecoach.net. That's my coaching website there, conciergecoach.net. So if you have any questions, you can always reach out to myself. We had Wayne_515@yahoo.com. So you can always reach out to us and you can ask any questions you may have about coaching or consulting. We're always available. Always love to hear from our listeners. Always like to hear what folks are on your mind. And things have been pretty quiet. No hate mail, no threats, nothing. So it's been really quiet for a good stretch here. So that's always a good thing. All right, folks. Well, I guess we'll wrap it up. So I want everybody to go out there and cast their vote. Okay, cast your vote tonight. I know it's, you know, not too much longer before the polls close, but please go out there, cast your vote, and exercise that very important right that you have. And we'll see what happens, and we'll talk about it more, you know, on the next show. We'll talk about some post-election stuff. That'll be fun. All right, everybody. Thanks again for listening. Appreciate everybody. And we'll see you here again on the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio. Take care, everybody.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz, only on LA Talk Radio.